Day 12. Shai pressed her stamp down on the tabletop. As always, the stamp sank slightly into the material. A soul stamp left a seal you could feel, regardless of the material. She twisted the stamp a half turn. This did not blur the ink, though she did not know why. One of her mentors had taught that it was because by this point the seal was touching the object's soul and not its physical presence. When she pulled the stamp back, it left a bright red seal in the wood, as if carved there. Transformation spread from the seal in a wave. The table's dull gray splintery cedar became beautiful and well-maintained, with a warm patina that reflected the light of the candles sitting across from her. Shai rested her fingers on the new table. It was now smooth to the touch. The sides and legs were finely carved, inlaid here and there with silver. Gautona sat upright, lowering the book he'd been reading. Zhu shuffled in discomfort at seeing the forgery.
"What was that?" Gautona demanded.
"I was tired of getting splinters," Shai said, settling back in her chair. It creaked. "You are next," she thought. Gautona stood up and walked to the table. He touched it, as if expecting the transformation to be mere illusion. It was not. The fine table now looked horribly out of place in the dingy room.
"This is what you've been doing?"
"Carving helps me think."
"You should be focused on your task," Gautona said. "This is frivolity. The Empire itself is in danger."
"No," Shai thought. "Not the Empire itself, just your rule of it." Unfortunately, after 11 days, she still didn't have an angle on Gautona, not one she could exploit. "I am working on your problem, Gautona," she said. "What you ask of me is hardly a simple task."
"And changing that table was?"
"Of course it was," Shai said. "All I had to do was rewrite its past so that it was maintained, rather than being allowed to sink into disrepair. That took hardly any work at all." Gautona hesitated, then knelt beside the table.
"These carvings, this inlay, those were not part of the original."
"I might have added a little." She wasn't certain if the forgery would take or not. In a few minutes, that seal might evaporate, and the table might revert to its previous state. Still, she was fairly certain she'd guessed the table's past well enough. Some of the histories she was reading mentioned what gifts had come from where. This table, she suspected, had come from far-off Svorden, as a gift to Emperor Ashravan's predecessor. The strained relationship with Svorden had then led the Emperor to lock it away and ignore it.
"I don't recognize this piece,"
Gautona said, still looking at the table. "Why should you?"
"I have studied ancient arts extensively," he said. "This is from the Vivara dynasty?"
"No."
"An imitation of the work of Chamrav?"
"No."
"What then?"
"Nothing," Shai said with exasperation. "It's not imitating anything. It has become a better version of itself." That was a maxim of good forgery. Improve slightly on an original, and people would often accept the fake because it was superior. Gautona stood up, looking troubled. "He's thinking again that my talent is wasted," Shai thought with annoyance, moving aside a stack of accounts of the Emperor's life. Collected at her request, these came from palace servants. She didn't want only the official histories. She needed authenticity, not sterilized recitations. Gautona stepped back to his chair.
"I do not see how transforming this table could have taken hardly any work, although it clearly must be much simpler than what you have been asked to do. Both seem incredible to me."
"Changing a human soul is far more difficult."
"I can accept that conceptually, but I do not know the specifics." Why is it so?
She glanced at him. He wants to know more of what I'm doing, she thought, so that he can tell how I'm preparing to escape. He knew she would be trying, of course. They both would pretend that neither knew that fact. All right, she said, standing and walking to the wall of her room. Let's talk about forgery. Your cage for me had a wall of 44 types of stone, mostly as a trap to keep me distracted. I had to figure out the makeup and origin of each block if I wanted to try to escape. Why?
So you could create a forgery of the wall, obviously.
But why all of them? She asked. Why not just change one block or a few? Why not just make a hole big enough to slip into, creating a tunnel for myself?
He frowned. I have no idea.
Shai rested her hand against the outer wall of her room. It had been painted, though the paint was coming off in several sections. She could feel the separate stones. All things exist in three realms, Gautona. Physical, cognitive, spiritual. The physical is what we feel, what is before us. The cognitive is how an object is viewed and how it views itself. The spiritual realm contains an object's soul, its essence, as well as the ways it is connected to the things and people around it.
You must understand, Gautona said. I don't subscribe to your pagan superstitions.
Yes, you worship the sun instead, Shai said, failing to keep the amusement out of her voice. Or rather, 80 suns, believing that even though each looks the same, a different sun actually rises each day. Well, you wanted to know how forgery works and why the Emperor's soul will be so difficult to reproduce. The realms are important to this.
Very well.
Here's the point. The longer an object exists as a whole, and the longer it is seen in that state, the stronger its sense of complete identity becomes. That table is made up of various pieces of wood fitted together, but do we think of it that way? No. We see the whole. To forge the table, I must understand it as a whole. The same goes for a wall. That wall has existed long enough to view itself as a single entity. I could perhaps have attacked each block separately. They might still be distinct enough. But doing so would be difficult, as the wall wants to act as a whole.
The wall, Gautona said flatly, wants to be treated as a whole.
Yes.
You imply that the wall has a soul.
All things do, she said. Each object sees itself as something. Connection and intent are vital. This is why, Master Arbiter, I can't simply write down a personality for your Emperor, stamp him, and be done. 7 reports I've read say his favorite color was green. Do you know why?
No, Gautona said. Do you?
I'm not sure yet, Shai said. I think it was because his brother, who died when Ashravan was 6, had always been fond of it. The Emperor latched onto it as it reminds him of his dead sibling. There might be a touch of nationalism to it as well, as he was born in Ukurgi, where the provincial flag is predominantly green.
Gautona seemed troubled. You must know something that specific.
Knights, yes. And 1,000 things just as detailed. I can get some wrong. I will get some wrong. Most of them hopefully won't matter. They will make his personality a little off, but each person changes day to day in any case. If I get too many wrong, though, the personality won't matter because the stamp won't take. At least, it won't last long enough to do any good. I assume that if your Emperor has to be re-stamped every 15 minutes, the charade will be impossible to maintain.
You assume correctly.
Shai sat down with a sigh, looking over her notes.
You said you could do this, Gautona said.
Yes.
You've done it before with your own soul.
I know my own soul, she said. I know my own history. I know what I can change to get the effect I need. And even getting my own essence marks right was difficult. Now I not only have to do this for another person, but the transformation must be far more extensive, and I have 90 days left to do it. Gautona nodded slowly. Now, she said, you should tell me what you're doing to keep up the pretense that the Emperor is still awake and well.
We're doing all that needs to be done.
I'm far from confident that you are. I think you'll find me a fair bit better at deception than most.
I think that you will be surprised, Gautona said. We are, after all, politicians.
All right, fine. But you are sending food, aren't you?
Of course, Gautona said. 3 meals are sent to the Emperor's quarters each day. They return to the palace kitchens eaten, though he is, of course, secretly being fed broth. He drinks it when prompted, but stares ahead as if both deaf and mute.
And the chamber pot?
He has no control over himself, Gautona said, grimacing. We keep him in cloth diapers.
Nights, man! And no one changes a fake chamber pot? Don't you think that's suspicious? Maids will gossip, as will guards at the door. You need to consider these things. Gautona had the decency to blush.
I will see that it happens. Though I don't like the idea of someone else entering his quarters. Too many have a chance to discover what has happened to him.
Pick someone you trust, then, Shai said. In fact, make a rule at the Emperor's doors. No one enters unless they bear a card with your personal signet. And yes, I know why you are opening your mouth to object. I know exactly how well guarded the Emperor's quarters are. That was part of what I studied to break into the gallery. Your security isn't tight enough, as the assassins proved. Do what I suggest. The more layers of security, the better. If what has happened to the Emperor gets out, I have no doubt that I'll end up back in that cell waiting for execution. Gautona sighed, but nodded.
What else do you suggest?